This is News Talk.
Well, it's just extraordinary the way events overtake things. You would have expected that the front pages of all the newspapers would only have on them the fact that this country is returning to the most severe lockdown measures that we've had since last March or April. But obviously what happened in the US also getting front page coverage this morning. And because of the timing and the time difference, it actually does manage to make all of the front pages and some of the most extraordinary pictures that you'll see on the front of the newspapers. The Irish Times, Suzanne Lynch, in Washington, "We will never give up," Trump tells supporters as mob storms US Capitol. And Suzanne writes that the final days of Donald Trump's presidency descended into chaos and insurrection yesterday as Trump supporting protesters stormed the US Capitol in a violent display of loyalty to a president resisting a peaceful transition of power. Just the most extraordinary sentence, even, to think in America, where, you know, they pride themselves on continuity of government and peaceful transition, that we have this occurring. And as the Irish Times says, in extraordinary scenes, the American carnage predicted by Donald Trump 4 years ago erupted in the very spot where he delivered his inauguration speech in front of the US Capitol building. Thousands of flag-waving supporters broke through police barriers, mounted the inauguration stands erected for Joe Biden's swearing in ceremony, and they then entered the doomed edifice, moving room by room and marching through the historic rotunda, some holding Confederate flags. And as that paper reports, one civilian, a woman, suffered gunshot wounds inside the building and later died. Tear gas was deployed and members were ordered at one point to lie down on the house floor as rioters tried to breach the doors of the chamber. And police from the neighbouring states of Maryland and Virginia were mobilised, and we had this state of emergency, and we had the 6 o'clock lockdown there in Washington last night. And obviously there are huge questions now for the very heart of American democracy. And how did these people get into the chamber? You know, you think about all America's been through, you think security would be so tight, and yet this mob can get in to the heart of American democracy. I've been in the Capitol building. I was at the Speaker's lunch there before, and security is so tight. Cannot imagine how this would happen. And obviously now the question is, how do you get Donald Trump out of office? It doesn't look like he's going to leave. So how does that happen? Anyway, there's a lot about that in the papers this morning and lots more, as Shane Coleman said, here on News Talk Breakfast this morning. So stay tuned for that when we'll cross live several times to the United States for the latest. Now, obviously, lockdown dominating the papers too, and staying with the Irish Times, tough restrictions likely to remain in place until spring. The government yesterday approved the harshest lockdown measures since last March, with significant restrictions likely to remain in place until the spring. The question marks now over the Leaving Cert students. This plan where you bring them back for 3 days a week, those plans now in doubt due to growing opposition from teachers and principals' representatives. And Michael Cregan, president of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals, asks the question in the Irish Times this morning: has health and safety been abandoned? There are lots of logistical problems. What provision is there for childcare for teachers? And already a number of school principals privately saying that they're considering closing and teaching Leaving Cert pupils remotely despite the government decision. Go on to the Irish Examiner there, and really it's a bit of reality from Tánaiste to Leo Varadkar at the press conference yesterday. Obviously the measures are in place until the 31st of January, when they'll be reviewed at that stage. But Leo Varadkar said yesterday, get ready for much longer closures of your businesses. He said, if I was running a business now, I would be thinking that it's a probability that I'll be closed until the end of March. Now, obviously, he doesn't want to frighten businesses or scare them, but he's injecting a dose of reality here. Highly, highly, highly unlikely that things are going to reopen on the 31st of January. Also, as an interview with a nun on the front of the Irish Examiner, who's based in Cork. She's just shy of her 103rd birthday, and she thinks a younger person should be given the COVID-19 vaccine before her. And she said, would it be a waste on me? I'd prefer if it was given to anybody younger or someone on the front line first. That's Sister Colette Hickey, who was born on January 31st, 1918, just before the Spanish flu pandemic struck. You wonder, is there going to be a lot of people who feel that same way of that age? I should tell you that Leo Varadkar Thonaiste will be on the Pat Kenny show later on this morning here on News Talk, so we'll listen in and see what he has to say about that. Now, the Irish Independent front page, stay in your homes for a month. That paper talking about private hospitals. Cabinet ministers have been told to call out private hospitals that refuse to sign up to a new framework for providing care to public patients. Leo Varadkar saying hospitals that don't sign up to the deal should be publicly named and shamed. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly brought the new private hospital plan to Cabinet as the public health service is rapidly running out of ICU beds. He'll be on News Talk Breakfast this morning, so I'm sure he'll be asked about that as well. Finally, to do with COVID and lockdown and all of that stuff, and I will move on to other stories shortly, I promise you. The Irish Daily Mirror, forget the pints. Taoiseach Leo, or Micheál Martin, saying twice yesterday, forget about takeaway pints, and he's warning people to dig deep and basically stay indoors. And he was asked, you know, can you get the takeaway pints? And he's saying, well, listen, don't worry about it. Now, the problem is that our licensing laws still allow their sales. So the answer is, yeah, you can get them, but just forget about them, is the Taoiseach's view. Don't be going and getting your pints. But then you've the Vintners Federation of Ireland saying nothing has changed and that you can get them. So there's another issue for the government. Now, inside the Irish Times, they're talking about this plan where the government will get involved, the state will get involved in helping you buy a house. And senior government officials have warned that the €75 million scheme to take shared equity in houses bought by new home buyers would increase the price of houses without helping supply. And Pat Kenny predicted this the other day when he was interviewing Dara O'Brien. He said that this could push up house prices, and now government officials are saying the same thing. One of the state's most senior officials warned that the building industry was lobbying for a scheme because it will increase prices. This is the idea that the government could give you up to 30% of your house value to help you buy a house to get you on the property ladder. Now the worries are it'll shoot up prices and won't do anything about supply. The Irish Examiner talks about a Limerick TD, Richard O'Donoghue. He's now calling for the Defence Forces to help Gardaí police the town of Rathkeel over forthcoming Christmas and New Year periods following a number of alleged incidents in the town over the past few weeks, obviously over the festive period. Richard O'Donoghue is making the call as Gardaí begin an investigation into a bare-knuckle fight which occurred in the town last Monday, and videos show a vicious fight in the town centre which was widely shared online and showed two men engaging in a fight. Gardaí said last night that they had enough resources to deal with a surge of more than 1,000 visitors to Rathkeel over Christmas, but TD Richard O'Donoghue saying they're under immense pressure as they're covering a wider district there. A lot of focus on Rathkeel. A lot of focus too, and it's a story that's just not going away, is this RTE New Year's Eve sketch showing God being arrested for rape. New Year's Eve was, whatever, 7 days ago, and it's still dominating the papers today. The Irish Daily Star has an exclusive interview with abuse survivor Fiona Doyle, and she's lodged now an official complaint to RTE after the sketch, which involved Waterford Whispers News, presented by Angus McGreena, airing on New Year's Eve countdown show. And Fiona Doyle said it makes a mockery of rape. People need to be clear about using the word raped. Just throwing it into a sketch trivialises what victims of rape and abuse went through. And RTE probably at this stage has got about, what, 5,000? They're just shy of 5,000 complaints. But if it keeps appearing in the newspapers, you'd imagine more and more people will complain about it, including Fiona Doyle. Interesting story in the Irish Sun this morning. Prisoners are going to be working with horses from early this year. The prison service has recently completed building 10-bay equestrian facility at the grounds of Castlereagh Prison in Roscommon. And prisoners who sign up to the new course to work with horses will learn skills such as stable management, grooming and feeding the animals. And the Irish Prison Service says skills they learn at the Equine Centre will be aimed at overcoming employment hurdles post-release and also improving mental health. So it's a very interesting story there, bringing in horses to Castlereagh Prison. Well, outside the prison, obviously not inside the prison there. Something they do a lot in America, where they bring in dogs. And for a lot of prisoners, it's the first time they've ever experienced love, really. And they talk about that a lot. Now, final stories for you come from the Irish Daily Mail. And the first one is that we are still going to the ATM machines, but we're limiting our use, we're limiting the amount of times we go, and we're taking out a lot more money each time. The amount of cash we take out every time we go to the hole in the wall has gone up during the pandemic, but we're only using ATMs over half as often. I can't tell you the last time I was at an ATM, I just don't go there at all anymore. And apparently experts believe that people are concentrating their ATM withdrawals so they have to make fewer trips. And what they're suggesting is that people are worried, obviously, about getting COVID-19, so they don't like touching the pads on ATM machines, so they're taking out a lot of money. The average now being taken out at an ATM machine is €155, and the average before COVID struck was €125. You might let me know, you can text me here, 53106, do you still go to the ATM? Are you like all of these people who go take out more money than you normally would to limit the amount of times you have to go? And the Irish Daily Mail, staying with COVID, it's become a lockdown must-have if you can find anywhere selling them. This is outdoor patio heaters, and demand has gone through the roof for them now that we're all stuck at home in the depths of winter. Apparently we want to sit outside in the cold with our garden heater. One retailer reckons sales have rocketed tenfold on last year, and another retailer has extended its range to include electric and halogen to be more eco-friendly. And Woodies says global demand for outdoor electric heaters has been so strong that maintaining stock remains a challenge. Celebrity gardener Jerry Daly argues against heaters for gardens. He says lights are a better way to enhance an outdoor space while using much less energy. And he says he thinks they're a waste of energy. A lot of people don't agree though, and they're big fans of them, if you can get them.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.